We return to the attacks in Brussels and what they tell us about the growing Islamic State threat in Europe and elsewhere. Daniel Benjamin was coordinator for counterterrorism at the State Department during the first term of the Obama administration. He's now a professor at Dartmouth College. And Joby Warwick is a national security correspondent at The Washington Post. He's also the author of the book, Black Flags, The Rise of ISIS. Daniel Benjamin, was this a nightmare scenario that could have been foreseen? Yesterday we heard people saying this is what we feared.
I think that people who've been watching terrorism have been fearing this for many years, actually. The recognition that Europe had a problem with extremism in its midst, and the recognition that Europe hadn't taken security arrangements as seriously as it should have, I think has been common. That observation has been common in the security community for many years now.
Joby Warwick, the Associated Press, among others, have been reporting today that there were as many as 400 people being trained by ISIS to carry out these attacks in Europe. So did they not leave any footprints or any signs?
Well, the number is a little bit soft, I think, but it's not unrealistic to think that if you have 5,000 Europeans that went to Iraq and Syria to fight, if only 10% of them came back home, you know, that's a pretty good base for future attacks.
Muslims are several times more likely to go to fight in Iraq and Syria, perhaps as much as 10 times as much. And if you look at the casualties that we've seen since 9/11, there's been vastly more violence in Europe, 10 times as much at least, compared to the United States, where despite all the concern, we've only had about 45 casualties, 45 deaths due to jihadist violence.
So is it law enforcement that is dropping the ball in Europe?
It's a much larger problem than law enforcement. You have a very different kind of set of Muslim communities. They tend to be much poorer, much less educated. They have much less social mobility, much less access to education, and even less political representation. So it's really a societal problem. It's important to note that the large majority of European Muslims are very, very peaceful and love their countries. In fact, when polls are taken, they tend to be more patriotic than the non-Muslim populations. But because of these conditions, it is easier for a smaller number of extremists, still much larger than we have in the U.S., to swim in the same seas, if you will.
Well, Joby Warwick, Daniel Benjamin mentions that there were only 45 casualties since 2004, including Madrid and Paris. And
No, I'm sorry. In Europe, you've had closer to 500.
Oh, 500.
In the United States, you've had about 45.
It's the other way around. Yeah. That's right. So, making the point, thank you, that there are that many people and that many signs, is this something that is operating so far under the radar that Belgian authorities or Europol or French authorities couldn't have had a heads up about it? Especially, I just want to add, especially since President Erdogan of Turkey today is saying that he made a warning.
Well, yeah, I think the Belgians in particular have a problem, and they're very aware of it. And we're often saying these days that you're only as strong as your weakest link. In the case of Belgium, you've got a country it's got a fairly small police force. And if they have 100, by conservative estimates, about 100 ISIS veterans have returned to that country alone, just so the manpower involved in conducting surveillance and watching all these people, watching their phone calls, conversations, it sort of taxes their police forces beyond their capability, not let alone the problem of dealing with counter-radicalization and just all the tracking surveillance they need to be doing. So, yeah, they have a problem there. They have a problem with coordinating with other agencies and other governments. And so, yeah, that's a huge problem for them. And they think they really are aware of this now, but it's kind of late to the party.
Has the migrant crisis that we have seen, we've spent a lot of time talking about on this program, has that exacerbated the problem?
It absolutely has. We know, for example, in the case of the Paris attacks, that at least one of the perpetrators came in with the flow of migrants. And, it's had a pretty destabilizing effect. And it's quite possible, you spoke earlier of a report of 400, which I find to be a really high number of potential infiltrators, but certainly Europe has had very weak external borders. Its internal borders are in the Schengen area are non-existent, so it's very easy for bad actors to move around, and the migrant crisis has really exacerbated things.
Joby Warwick, what do you think about that?
Yeah, and it's obvious something that people talk about politically in this country, but it's a very different situation for us here. There's really much more vetting of refugees, potential refugees that come into this country. It hasn't really existed in Europe, and now you've got a huge problem that already exists, and they're having to retroactively go back and try to figure out who some of these people are, and it is clear that some bad people came in with the rest.
So would you both say that maybe the root of this is more likely to be the civil war in Syria than because of this, or the civil war in Syria, which is exacerbating, which is causing the migrant crisis and also causing this kind of radicalization?
So there's, you know, multiple causality. Certainly the Syrian civil war has made a huge difference and had a profound effect on radicalizing people who have wanted to go to Syria and fight to defend Sunni Muslims who they found were being, you know, treated appallingly, as we've seen. At the same time, you know, security services in Europe, for the most part, and their bureaucracies in general, never had that catalytic moment that we had after 9/11, and they've never removed their stovepipes. They've never really forced themselves to cooperate as well. There are times in the U.S. government when you would find that part of a particular foreign European government had one set of information, but didn't want another part to know, but we knew. And, you know, it's a remarkable situation, but really until you have one of these horrific attacks, there's a sufficient prod to reorganize.
Daniel Benjamin of Dartmouth College and Joby Warwick, author of the book Black Flags, The Rise of ISIS. Thank you both very much. Yeah.